Halo, Jen jenengku Tim.
Hello, my name is Tim.
Aku 10 tahun.
I am 10 years old.
Aku duwe kucing piaraan.
I have a pet cat.
Dheweke iku ireng lan putih.
She is black and white.
Aku seneng dolanan karo dheweke.
I like to play with her.
Apa sampean duwe kedai?
Do you have a pet?
Yo, aku duwe asu.
Yes, I have a dog.
Asu aku gede.
My dog is big.
Aku tresno kewan-kewanku.
I love my pets.
Apa sampean?
What about you?
Aku duwe turtle uga.
I have a turtle too.
Ayo dadi kanca.
Let's be friends.
Aku seneng ketemu kowe.
I am happy to meet you.
Keluarga Smith lungguh ing sekitar meja makan.
The Smith family sat around the dining table.
Dheweke pengen ngomong babagan teknologi.
They wanted to talk about technology.
Ibu ngomong, teknologi mbantu kita saben dino.
Mom said, technology helps us every day.
Bapak nganggur lan mesem.
Dad nodded and smiled.
Dheweke ngomong, kita bisa ngomong karo sapa wae sing duwe telepon.
He said, we can speak to anyone with a phone.
Teknologi nyambungake wong saka endi wae.
Technology connects people from everywhere.
Sister nambah, kita bisa nuduhake foto kanthi cepet.
Sister added, we can share photos quickly.
Dheweke kabeh setuju yen teknologi iku penting.
They all agreed that technology is important.
Dheweke rumangsa seneng babagan gunakake piranti anyar.
They felt happy about using new devices.
Kulawarga padha mesem bebarengan, krasa nyambung.
The family smiled together, feeling connected.
Dheweke rumangsa syukur kanggo teknologi.
They were grateful for the technology.
Paris perang keras kanggo entuk Ligue 1 musim iki.
Paris FC was fighting hard to get to League 1 this season.
Para penggemar kuwi seneng lan ngarep-ngarep babagan tim.
The fans were excited and hopeful about their team.
Nanging kuwi percaya ing kasil tim.
They truly believed in the team's success.
Siji dino, pelatih kondang wis ngunjungi latihan.
One day, a famous coach visited their training.
Para pemain kejutan lan kerja luwih keras.
The players were surprised and worked harder.
Kanugrahe, tim entuk kepercayaan.
With his support, the team gained confidence.
Saben pertandingan dadi kesempatan kanggo padang.
Each match became a chance to shine.
Penggemar ngisi stadion, nyoraki kanthi banter kanggo pahlawan.
Fans filled the stadium, cheering loudly for their heroes.
Paris mainake bal-balan paling apik saklawase.
Paris FC played their best football ever.
Dino final teko, lan podo siyoga.
The day of the final arrived, and they were ready.
Kerumane podo sorak-sorak lan urip kanggo wektu iki.
The crowd was cheering and living the moment.
Pungkasan, Paris menang pertandingan lan tekan Ligue 1.
Finally, Paris FC won the match and reached League 1.
Film The One iku kombinasi sing menarik antara fiksi ilmiah lan aksi.
The movie, The One, is a fascinating blend of science fiction and action.
Iku njurung protagonis sing perang lawan versi alternatif soko awak dhewe.
It follows a protagonist who is fighting against alternate versions of himself.
Konsep kasebut menarik, nanging iku ngangkat luwih akeh pitakon tinimbang jawab.
The concept is intriguing, but it raises more questions than it answers.
Urutan tumindak iku kapeksa kanthi apik lan visual menarik.
The action sequences are well choreographed and visually captivating.
Nanging, plot bisa krasa ora nyambung ing wektu-wektu, sing ganggu arus.
However, the plot can feel disjointed at times, which disrupts the flow.
Sanajan ono tabah, te one, nawaak sawetara mom sing nyeneng saindeng.
Despite its flaws, The One offers some thrilling moments throughout.
Pementasan dening para pemain seolah nambah kedalaman kanggo karakter.
The performances by the cast are commendable and add depth to the characters.
Ing kesimpulan, te one iku campuran tas sing bisa nglipur.
In conclusion, The One is a mixed bag that manages to entertain.
Ing jaman kontemporer, piranti digital nglewati saben aspek urip kita.
In the contemporary age, digital devices permeate every facet of our existence.
Kehadiran iki, nanging, ngasilake set unik saka tantangan.
This omnipresence, however, brings with it a unique set of challenges.
Wong-wong kasebut ngrasakake kapisah, amarga kabar lan sambungan sing terus-terusan.
People increasingly feel overwhelmed by notifications and constant connectivity.
Gendering smartphone sing ora entek-entek ganggu wektu rehat.
The incessant buzzing of smartphones disrupts moments of reprieve.
Mula, tingkat kecemasan nambah nalika individu berjuang karo lelah digital.
Consequently, anxiety levels soar as individuals grapple with digital fatigue.
Pangajian nyatakake korelasi antaran wektu layar sing kakehan lan depresi.
Studies reveal a correlation between excessive screen time and depression.
Nalika jagat digital ngembang, mula uga ana tekanan ing kesehatan mental.
As the digital world expands, so too do the pressures on mental health.
Kanggo ngurangi efek iki, penting kanggo ngembangake wates sing sehat.
To mitigate these effects, it is essential to cultivate healthy boundaries.
Ngluwuhake kegiatan offline bisa ngembangake rasa keseimbangan lan kesejahteraan.
Prioritizing offline activities can foster a sense of balance and well-being.
Akhire, nalika teknologi digital iku integral, moderasi isih kunci.
Ultimately, while digital technology is integral, moderation remains key.
Ing jaman sing ditandani dening kemajuan teknologi sing cepet, pengaruh agama marang masyarakat isih jero.
In an era marked by rapid technological advancement, the influence of religion on society remains profound.
Wong asring kerep ngerteni yen kepercayaan nyedi barang moral, nuntun individu liwat keruwetaning urip.
People often recognize that faith provides a moral compass, guiding individuals through life's complexities.
Ing budaya kang macem-macem, praktik agama muncul ing cara jero lan asring ora dikira.
In diverse cultures, religious practices manifest in profound and often unexpected ways.
Saka sidake komunitas nganti refleksi pribadi, peran spiritualitas ora bisa disangkal dampake.
From community gatherings to personal reflections, the role of spirituality is undeniably impactful.
Penggabungan tradisi suci karo nilai kontemporer gawe permadani unik saka kepercayaan.
The interweaving of sacred traditions with contemporary values creates a unique tapestry of belief.
Gabung iki asring gedhekake ketahanan komunitas, awit nilai lan kepercayaan sing bareng-bareng kuatake ikatan sosial.
This fusion often fosters community resilience, as shared values and beliefs strengthen social bonds.
Nanging, muncul sekularisme ngemot tantangan kanggo institusi agama tradisional.
However, the emergence of secularism poses challenges to traditional religious institutions.
Pergeseran iki mbutuhake paniksa ulang babagan relevansi iman ing konteks modern.
These shifts necessitate a re-examination of the relevance of faith in modern contexts.
Nalika kita navigasi dinamika kompleks iki, iku penting kanggo melu dialog sing dipikirake babagan urip bareng.
As we navigate these complex dynamics, it is imperative to engage in thoughtful dialogue about coexistence.
Pungkasane, agama terus dadi faktor penting sing mengaruhi nilai, etika, lan kohesi komunitas.
Ultimately, religion continues to be a significant factor influencing values, ethics, and community cohesion.